Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now climate change and one of its possible side effects. You may have seen the story in the New York Times this weekend about how stretches of New Jersey's pinelands are falling prey to a very, very small threat, the southern pine beetle. The beetle's northward spread used to get stalled by freezing temperatures, but no longer. New Jersey is getting warmer, and the beetles are getting more comfortable there. Joining me now to talk about the threat posed by the southern pine beetle is Aaron Weed. He's a postdoctoral researcher at Dartmouth and the lead author of a paper that looked at the New Jersey pinelands as an example of the consequences of climate change for North American forests. That paper appeared in the November issue of the journal Ecological Monographs. Aaron Weed, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And introduce us to the southern pine beetle. It's about the size of a grain of rice, I understand. So what does it do?
It's smaller than that. It's a little bark beetle that makes a living killing trees. It mass attacks trees by about the tens of thousands, and basically it wants to gain access under the bark. And so all of the adults attack the trees, bore into the wood, and then they begin making galleries, they're called, and laying eggs within the part of the living tissue of the tree, which transports the nutrients and water. And then the larvae begin developing, and they go through a number of generations in a year, and they start it all again.
What does an area of pine forest look like after beetles have made their mark?
Typically dead. In some areas, it can be southern pine beetle produces what we can call spots. And so when you fly over with a plane, you can see very striking red demarcated areas of dead and dying trees. And sometimes these are in fairly isolated patches. And then over time, they can begin to coalesce.
The New Jersey pinelands are an international biosphere reserve. They have that designation and are, I think you mentioned that they are the largest forest, or how did you put this, largest forest on the eastern seaboard? They couldn't be that.
It's actually true. It's the largest forest on the eastern, the contiguous forest on the eastern seaboard.
Wow. More than the Green Mountains of Vermont and the New Hampshire and all of that, or maybe you don't count those as being on the eastern seaboard because they don't technically have a coast.
Yeah, exactly. These are more, the mid-Atlantic, that area. Yes.
Right. Okay. So how much of a threat is the southern pine beetle to this incredible stretch of forest in southern New Jersey?
Well, I think it's a tremendous threat. The outbreaks that have already occurred in the south are promising to move into the north. There is certainly a large contiguous area of susceptible pine north of the Mullica River, which is very highly dense and just naturally susceptible to these beetles.
And I understand that pine forests that have been attacked by this beetle are more susceptible to forest fires. I understand that's happened in California with another species of beetle. So is that a risk here?
Not necessarily. In the south, where southern pine beetle has historically been the most damaging, there doesn't seem to be a lot of interactions between fires and beetles. With that said, it appears that New Jersey, just the forest type, the soil, the weather, might be a little bit more fire prone than in the southeast. Concentrations of recently dead pine trees, what happens after the beetles attack, the needles turn red, and this is how you can spot them from the sky, but they're also quite flammable. And so concentrations of those may increase the risk of forest fires, but really we don't really know that, and a lot more work really needs to be known about this in New Jersey.
So the southern pine beetle has always been trying to expand its territory northward, but the insect can't handle temperatures of 8 below 0, you tell us, and anything lower than that. And the Times reported that the last time it reached 8 degrees below 0 in the pinelands was 1996. So what's been happening?
Well, basically, there's just been an absence of lethally cold winter temperatures in New Jersey that has permitted their populations to expand greatly. About 200 kilometers north of where they historically were damaging these forests. And so the coldest night that it gets in the winter has dramatically increased by about 4 degrees centigrade or about 7, 8 degrees Fahrenheit over the last 50 years. And this is what we consider to be very strong evidence in permitting their northward expansion and also their population success in this area.
So tell us more about a solution. What are the kinds of forestry management strategies that could be used? The Times article suggested that cutting down some trees might keep the beetles from spreading. Do you like that idea?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, this is definitely what we consider an epidemic, which really in a lot of areas needs to be put out. And the best way to do that is to by finding beetle spots very diligently and then cutting them down and removing them. And that essentially is going to kill the beetles and then obviously removing them from the forest. And so that's a very short-term method that has had a very good record of success in the South, and New Jersey State Foresters, et cetera, have been doing a good job with that now. And I think that they've been really diligent about doing that sort of north of the Mullica River to really prevent the spread up. But eventually, southern pine beetle is going to move north of that river and into sort of the heart of the pine lands. And so that's where some longer-term forest management strategies really need to be used. And the best one that seems to work, at least the most effective against southern pine beetle, is by thinning dense pine stands. And it seems to me and others that there are many thousands of more acres, maybe potentially hundreds of thousands of acres of pinelands that are susceptible to beetles because they're too dense. And what happens are the trees, when they grow in these dense stands, they begin to stress themselves and they just become naturally more susceptible to beetles. And so basically, by going through and managing these forests by actually selectively thinning them, and I think the prescription is to about 100 feet squared per acre of the basal area will essentially reduce susceptibility of these forests to southern pine beetle.
So climate change is making the air and the soil warmer, which is a more hospitable climate for this beetle invasion. Also, the density that you were just describing as a result of the warmth and also makes the forest more susceptible. And yet your paper does not conclude that climate change is only destroying North American forests. You also find some positives, right?
Well, absolutely. I think that there are potentially some opportunities. I think that the large amount of losses that we're seeing in forest area due to bark beetle outbreaks in particular are extremely devastating. But there are also situations, particularly in the southeast, which is, and we seem to think it is also with southern pine beetle, where there may be some opportunities. The southeastern U.S., very productive area for forestry. Southern pine beetle has historically caused billions of damage in that areas. And we've seen the range or the outbreaks of southern pine beetle shift up to the north, and as we're talking about today, into New Jersey. But in areas such as eastern Texas and Louisiana, where historically southern pine beetle has just been devastating, we're not seeing those outbreaks. And that might be, in some ways, because it's just getting too warm down there.
Interesting.
And creating potential opportunities for timber, pulp harvesting, water resources, et cetera, that just haven't been looked at.
Well, maybe the answer is unleashing the New Jersey devil. I don't know if you're familiar enough with the area to know the myth of the kangaroo-like creature with bat wings and hooves. So maybe we'll have to introduce the real-life New Jersey devil into the pine lands to eat the beetles.
There we go.
Who knows? Aaron Weed is the lead author of a paper titled Consequences of Climate Change for Biotic Disturbances in North American Forests, which was published in the November issue of the journal Ecological Monographs. He's also a postdoctoral researcher at Dartmouth College. Hey, is there anything anybody should do if they think they see one of these beetles? We have 10 seconds.
The best thing is to report to some of their local private, like state foresters, whether they have some of these red trees would be the best way.
Aaron, thanks again. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.
Excellent.